This is KUT Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin Independent School District's Board of Trustees voted last night to adopt a new sexual education curriculum for grades 3-8. It was a contentious evening, and KUT's Claire McInerney was there for the whole thing. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
What can you tell me about this new sex ed curriculum?
So it's the first time that they have updated this curriculum in more than a decade. Some of the biggest changes, I would say, are gender identity and expression, sexual orientation. They kind of touch on STIs, sexually transmitted infections at that age. There's a little more about anatomy. It kind of expands the curriculum into what is sexuality, what is human relationships, and it scales depending on the grade. You know, so eighth grade definitely looks different than third grade.
What were parents saying at the board meeting?
Hundreds of people showed up to talk about this, and this has been something people have been showing up to talk about. So last night, it skewed very much toward people with very strong religious ideals about this.
Texas Values Action, a socially conservative group, had organized a rally beforehand, and they were trying to get people out.
Yeah, they brought so many people. And so that was a big thing. A lot of people brought up that idea of talking about gender identity. I interviewed a woman who said, I think it's going to be very confusing for kids to hear that they don't have to be a girl, or they're not a boy.
So there were some misunderstandings about
the curriculum? Yeah, and there's a lot of misinformation. And one of the trustees, Kristen Ashley, brought that up before they voted. She said, hey, I've been living on social media, seeing how people are talking about this, and you just need to read the curriculum. We've posted it online. It's going to be available at your schools. Read it before you post on Facebook and just read a thread and assume that's what it is. Because I was sitting there while people were giving testimony saying, and there's a lesson in fifth grade that says this. Well, it was actually a lesson in eighth grade. Or I couldn't find what they were talking about. So I think there's a lot of people kind of feeding off the misinformation of others. But there is definitely more a new curriculum. A lot of people have problems with there's like role playing of they're really trying to push like healthy relationships and how to talk about things. And so there's like some role playing activities of like, what would you say if a friend said this, or what would you say if a boyfriend said this? And some people had problems with that. But there was quite a bit of comments that offended a lot of people in the room. And some of the board members, you know, interrupted people to stop it. You know,
homophobic remarks?
Very much. One person said, if you're going to teach stuff about gender identity, you might as well just teach kids about bestiality.
Mm.
So at certain points, the board members interrupted. At the very end, Trustee Aarti Singh said, we heard a lot of hateful comments, and I just want our kids to know that schools are a safe place. And then the board voted unanimously for it.
For parents who still have reservations or concerns about this curriculum, what are their options?
Yeah, you can opt out. The lessons begin in May. So in March, schools will notify parents, like, this is coming up. And you can see the curriculum right now, so you can prepare for that. But at that point, it will be available in the school library, so you can come, like, look through it. And then if you want your kid to opt out of all of them, you can do that. If you want them to opt out of one lesson or two lessons, you can do that. So parents do have a choice on what their kids sit through.
Did they say what the child would do if they are opted out while the class is happening?
They've always said they'll do a similar activity about social-emotional learning. So they're not just sent to go do homework or something.
KUT's education reporter Claire McInerney joining us to talk about the Austin School District's Board of Trustees voting unanimously to adopt a new sex ed curriculum this week. Thank you so much, Claire.
Yeah, you're welcome.